Tonight, the Seattle Seahawks, they go ahead and beat the Denver Broncos. The final score 17-16. And we're going to get to your calls. We're going to do a whole lot of talking. But right now, we are being joined by someone who scored a touchdown tonight in helping Seattle go ahead and get that victory. In the second quarter, he ran it into the end zone. Colby Parkinson is joining us from the Seattle Seahawks, tight end, holding it down after that 25-yard TD. Colby, how are you feeling, my man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
No doubt about it. Obviously, congratulations on your first career touchdown, holding it down at the tight end position. I know that locker room is bananas. We've heard a lot leading up to this game about Russell being gone and Geno taking over. What don't we, the general public, realize or recognize about Geno Smith?
Yeah, Geno's definitely stepped up to the plate, and I think people don't realize that. He played really well last year. When Russ got hurt, he played those three games, and we definitely could have won with him. I think some things just didn't go our way. So leading up to this year, I've been very excited about him taking over, and he showed that he's capable of it and played very well tonight.
Colby Parkinson is here with us of the Seattle Seahawks tonight. They beat the Denver Broncos 17-16. This is obviously a transition period for the Seahawks moving on from Russell Wilson. Pete Carroll is still there. We have seen his energy on the sidelines throughout the course of this game. We have always seen his energy, even at 70 years old. What was his message leading up to this game, and what was his message now that you guys just won?
Yeah, his message is the same every week. Don't make the game bigger than it is. You've been playing the game for our entire lives, and it doesn't matter if it's Monday Night Football in front of the entire world or, you know, it's in your backyard when you're growing up. So just don't make the moment bigger than it is. Go out and do what you're capable of, and results will follow. And, you know, we got the win tonight.
Colby, we know that Seattle and playing up in the stadium, Lumen Field now, is one of the loudest in the entire country, flat and period. What did that crowd, what did the 12s bring up in Seattle, especially? We heard those boos for Russell.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you definitely heard it. There was a lot of false starts as well, delayed games, and you could just feel the energy from the start, right, when Russell took the field. It was pretty exciting to hear them get the boos going. Not that I have anything against Russ, but that whole place was bumping the entire night. And we had a great time, and thankfully we were able to come away with the win for them.
Final question for you here, man. We know that this was your first career touchdown, no bigger stage, no biggest atmosphere. How did it feel to finally get that first one in?
Oh, my gosh, it felt amazing. You know, Geno had plenty of time back there. O-line did their thing, and he found me up the middle. It was great. Excited that it came at such an important time, too. And lucky we came away with the win.
Colby Parkinson here of the Seattle Seahawks. We got a lot of listeners all over North America. We got a lot of people listening who are fan of the Seahawks. What message do you want to share as you guys continue on with the season?
Yeah, this is not a rebuilding year. We're here to win. We're here to win now. And I think we showed that tonight. And we're looking forward to next week.
Colby, I appreciate you taking the time after the big victory. Colby Parkinson joining
Thanks,
us
guys.
Here. No problem, man. Colby Parkinson joining us here. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. You just heard it out of Colby's own mouth. This is not a rebuilding year for the Seattle Seahawks.